Conservatory, Cherryland, intended to preserve certain local species of cherry trees, the First Royal Conservatory, Cherryland, was created in 1991. It's the result of a long ethnological survey of former local producers. To constitute it, grafts were carried out on seedling of wild cherry trees from grafts of old varieties. The landscape of the Pré-Cherryland is a specific landscape heritage of the Fougerolles region. In the past, tall cherry trees were planted in permanent meadows to produce fruit useful for making cherry brandy. And on the same land, cattle used the grass while providing the trees with fertilizer through their droppings. The peasant distilleries of the Fougerolles sector have designed an agro-ecological landscape that's unique in Europe. Today, there are about 40 varieties of game trees belonging to one of the four families of cherry trees. The Bigarreau, firm fruit with a very sweet taste, surrounded by a smooth and fairly resistant skin, it's above all a mouth fruit. Marlow cherry, fruit with a tangy taste, but very rich in sugar, which easily pits well, and withstands handling. Marlow cherries are mainly used in confectionery, especially for gratin, from the company Perreux de Fougerolles. Wild cherry. More little than other cherries, this fleshy fruit, dark red or black skin, has a firm flesh, but slightly sweet. It's the cherry called bittersweet. And finally, the guigne, fruit of a very variable size, with more or less colored flesh and juice. The color of the fruit is mainly black, but very rich in sugar and taste. Guignes are excellent fruits for jams, but the main destination is the production of cherry brandy, known as kirsch. The guigne, also called black cherry, is cultivated in Fougerolles since the middle of the 17th century.